Welcome to the Father's Day. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. Don't forget that you can support the Father's Day by going to thefatherstate.tv/donate or locals.com. And I do appreciate it. I have an amazing guest today. So get ready. You're going to love it. I have with me Reza. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Reza Islam. He's an activist, author, and a member of the Nation of Islam. Thank you, Reza,
for
coming on. I do appreciate it.
Honored to be here.
And so how did you get the name Reza?
My mother gave me that name.
Oh, you were born with it. It's not part of the Muslim thing.
No. My name is Reza, so it is an Arabic name. But my mother gave me that name at birth because she's a Muslim as well.
Oh, she is?
Absolutely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So when you were a kid, your mother was a Muslim then?
Mm-hmm.
So you grew up Muslim?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Absolutely.
Have you ever been a Christian or you've always been Muslim?
Absolutely. I've always been Muslim, but a good Christian is a good Muslim. Good Muslim is a good Christian, if you know the definition of the words.
Oh, okay. And what is a good Christian?
One who lives according to the principles of God, of course, Ten Commandments. The word Christian or Christ specifically means one given power by God to crush the wicked, or one who is crystallized into the oneness of God. Muslim simply means one who submits his and or her will to do the will of God. So they actually don't contradict, they complement.
And do the Muslim love the Jews?
Absolutely.
You love the Jews?
Yeah, true Jews, for sure.
I'm sorry?
True Jews, yes.
So you love the Jews?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Farrakhan didn't like the Jews. He was like black second Jews, and he was blaming them for everything. Is that true or not?
Oh, no. No, that's a separation between who are the true Jews and those who say they are Jews and are not. Same thing Jesus said in the book of Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9, where he said, I know thy works. And when he's talked about specifically, he said, those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. So there's a separation. It's like saying a Christian and a Muslim. Christians who do good things, those are Christians. But people go out killing, murdering, and raping, and they say it's in the name of Christ, that's not a Christian. Same thing with Muslims. They can't claim to be a Muslim or a part of Islam. A Jew who does things that are evil, wicked, and goes against the principles of Judaism can't call them Jews either. So it's a way of separating people who don't properly represent the belief system.
Oh, I see. Let me just, and I don't want to get into the Jew thing because I can go all day in the Jew thing. I'm confused by.
Oh, okay, understood.
We have so many different kind of Jews now. I don't know who the real Jew is.
Understood.
But let me ask, are the white Jews in Israel the real Jews?
Not according to bloodline.
And meaning what? In short, meaning what?
In short, basically those who would be converted to Judaism. So specifically those who are there now are the ones who came from Europe. You're talking about Poland, you're talking about different parts of Germany, those who came over in the 1940s, who were brought over, they were given access to go to different parts of Africa, they were invited, but they went into that area or that nation known as Israel or specifically Palestine. So these are white people from Europe, Poland, Germany, and other places who went into that part of the land known as Palestine. That's in short.
And so these blacks that are calling themselves black Jews,
mm-hmm. Hebrew Israelites.
Israelites and all that.
Yep.
Are they tripping or are they real Jews too?
Oh, I believe according to what they're reading in the Bible, based off of what they know to be true, according to the words of God in the Bible, that they will qualify to be the chosen people, true Jews, Hebrew Israelites, etc., which, again, it's a lot, like you said, there's a lot that goes into this. So you'll hear Hebrew, you'll hear Hebrew Israelite, you'll hear Jew, you'll hear Jewish, you'll hear all of that. But when it comes to those who are white Caucasian from Europe who call themselves Jews in that area known as Israel specifically are not biblically specific when it comes to who are the true Hebrew Israelites, because now you're talking about bloodline, and bloodline goes into who are the original people from God that is talking about Hebrew Israelites. That's a bloodline circumstance. People, when it comes to Judaism or in Israel, that's a cultural circumstance. Now you're getting into what is known as Zionism. Now you're getting into Theodore Herzl. Now you're getting into the Balfour Declaration. I know it's a lot. It's a lot. But so no, in short, no. you should learn about the Ethiopian Hebrew Israelites, those in Africa, the true Hebrews.
Those.
Oh yeah,
the Ethiopian.
Yeah,
Israel, and I met those, mm-hmm. and I believe that they are the real Jews,
mm-hmm.
Because they found them over in the Jew land.
Right.
Whatever that happened with that, it was an amazing story. But let me ask, what's important to you?
The truth and helping our people to live a righteous life in general across the planet.
And what is the truth?
The truth is thoughts and ideas that are accurate and correct based upon what is real. Now, again, that's a general question, which is, what is the truth? Are you saying from a spiritual perspective? Are you saying culturally, politically?
What are you asking? You said that the truth is important to you. Mm-hmm. What is the truth?
Well, the truth is that we have to live a righteous life according to righteous principles in order for us to survive. That's the truth.
And how do you know that that's the truth?
Because it says it in every righteous book, every holy book, every sense of the word when it comes to logic, reason, intelligence. Doing good is what needs to be done. Doing bad equals a large level of consequences that end with destruction, end with debauchery, end with an ending of civilization for humanity. We must do more positive things, more righteous things, so that we can have a righteous life, a good civilization, a good level of, or a good condition, I would say, for humanity.
And so, give me an example of doing good.
I would say loving your neighbor. I would say feeding the homeless. I would say educating children properly. I would say supporting the nuclear family, man, woman, and child. I would say not doing drugs. I would say...
And why do you call those things good?
Because they work and they are productive. They add to civilization, add to society. They don't destroy, they don't take away.
But I noticed that when people try to do those things, number one, they never work. And then number two, the people you're trying to perform those things with, they never get better either. They don't work. And why is that?
Well, you made a statement of a falsity as a fact and then posed it as a question. So I'll say it this way. Do you believe a man, woman, child is a nuclear family? That's a God-centered family?
A married man.
Yep.
A real family is a married man with children.
Without
a married
a woman?
Man and woman with children.
Well, you can't have children without the woman.
I'm sorry?
You can't have children without the woman.
But they have to be married.
Right. So a married couple, man, woman, and the child.
And unless they have children, let's say they didn't get married, but they don't have children, mm-hmm. It's not a family. It's okay. Only when they have children together.
So you're saying a married couple, man, woman, and children.
Right.
That's a family, you would say that's the proper way of doing it, right?
Married man, woman, children.
Cool. Okay. So I would say, you said there's nothing good about any of those things that I mentioned. Not doing drugs, you said there's nothing good
about
that?
What's good about not doing drugs?
Oh, you live a healthier life, more than likely. You have a clear mind, more than likely. You are not destroying your physical body. You're not destroying society. You're not selling things to buy more drugs. You're not addicted. You're not doing things that are negative.
And you call those things good?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
Definitely.
And what is a fallen state?
Biblically, a fallen state deals with Adam and Eve after they violated God's law. Dealing with being naked, biting the apple, etc., disobeying God's rule. And then it pushed humanity into a condition of devilish behavior, following improper practices, breaking laws, breaking rules, etc. So right now, what we're looking at is humanity where some people are striving to do good things, positive things, living according to righteous principles, whatever their belief system is. The other side, many of them are falling for the devil's tricks. They're getting involved in, again, homosexuality, drug abuse, beating each other, raping, robbing, etc. That's the fallen state. Everyone's not in that, but in general humanity right now, I'll say, as Minister Farrakhan said, Satan has entered into or has infected all religion and has infected all of humanity as it pertains to his hold and influence over human beings. Now, it's our decision whether or not we're going to follow Satan or not. That's the difference. We have to make that decision.
And how does one know when they... if they're following Satan or not, how would you know that?
Anything that goes against morality, good principle, morals, anything that goes against what is good, positive for human beings, that's Satan.
Amazing. So you've never been a Christian. You've always been Muslim, right?
Absolutely. I've always been Muslim. But as far as the principles that Christians believe, so do Muslims believe.
And what made you decide to go Muslim rather than Christian?
Especially
knowing that Christianity is the best religion on this side of heaven, what made you decide to go Muslim rather than Christianity?
Well, I wouldn't say what is the best religion, because, again, it depends on who is practicing and how well they understand what their belief system is, because every religion has bad representatives. I just say it that way. Christianity has dealt horror to humanity. Islam has done horrible things to humanity, and so have people practiced Judaism improperly, have done horrible things to humanity. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism have done very horrible things. Then again, you have some people who follow the principles who do good things as well. So therefore, we can't generalize.
Why didn't you go Islam rather than Christianity?
made sense. It was what I was raised a part of and to be. And also in Islam, we study the Bible as well. In Islam, we believe in Jesus as well. As a matter of fact, in Islam, we are taught that you cannot necessarily be a Muslim and not believe in Jesus. It's just not the way that we were taught by white Christians who changed the reality of the Bible into a white supremacist form of behavior and thinking. It's the true understanding of who Jesus really is, what he is, who God is, who the devil is.
You don't believe that Christianity is the best religion?
There is no such thing as the best religion, except, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, that you should do unto others as others would do unto you, or should I say, you want to do what is good for others so that others can do good things to you. He specifically said that is the best religion. But again, every religion has negatives and positives.
But of all the religion on the earth, you don't believe that Christianity is the best religion, number one religion, and the best?
Nope.
And why not?
Because of the evidence of what has been done in the name of Christ. Thing has been done in the name of Allah. Same thing has been done in the name of Jehovah.
You can't determine or base Christianity on human beings.
Absolutely.
No, you
definitely,
can't.
Definitely agree. But if I just go according to the book, then we have to ask some questions. Because if you... So first of all, which Bible am I reading? Am I reading the 1611, the 1611 version of it? Am I reading the Cloverdale version? Am I reading the Tyndale version? Am I reading the Catholic's Bible? Am I reading? See, first of all, again, because when you say Christianity, then you have to go down the line of which Bible should I read, right? King James, 1611. If that's the one, there's a whole lot of backward things in that Bible. Then you go to the Tyndale version. Then you go to the Cloverdale version. Then you go to the Catholic's Bible.
But you have to know there are different scriptures. You can't base Christianity on the Bible either.
How do you base Christianity?
On their belief, their knowing God.
Who knowing God?
The person who said they're a Christian.
But you said we can't base it off
everybody
of people.
That say that they have been born of God have not been born of God. They just say it. You can easily.
But you said we
it.
Can't base the religion off the people, though.
You can't at all.
So how do we base Christianity?
You know it when you see it.
Know when you see it.
But
how?
Let me ask you this: do you realize
how do we
that
it,
Christian?
Jesse?
You would know it by the light in them.
The light in them. So by the works.
By the works. Not by the works. But by the light that's in them.
How do you know a
you'll
light?
You'll be able to see it and you would know it.
Now, some so you just see a light like an aura, you just see the energy?
You would see the light.
See the light?
Yes.
Like this light?
In the person, even brighter than this
even
light.
Brighter than that?
Absolutely.
So, okay.
Christianity is the only religion that says that you must repent and be born again.
No, Islam says the same. So does Judaism.
Oh, Islam say that?
Absolutely.
What do they say about that?
Yeah, they say the same specific thing.
That you must repent.
Absolutely,
and be
you
born
must
again.
Repent. Well, specifically in Islam, it is referred to as atonement. So you must atone, which interchangeably dealing with repent, meaning you have to, one, admit that there's a wrong. Then you have to look at what the wrong was. Then you have to acknowledge it with the person. Then you have to seek atonement, forgiveness, etc. Then, of course, you must do that with God above all things. Ask God for forgiveness, mercy, etc. Islam teaches that. Judaism teaches that. Rastafari teaches that. Lots of religions teach that.
So do the Muslims believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
And sometimes it depends on who you're talking to when it comes to that.
In Islam,
Jesus is known as a prophet of God.
But not the Son of God?
Not the Son. Well, not even in Christianity is Jesus the Son. All throughout the Bible, there are people who are referred to as different sons. Son here in the book of Romans. Son. I believe Ephraim is known as the son. Jesus is known as the son. Abraham is known as the son.
Let me ask. Your religion with Farrakhan, do you believe or does he teach that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Not the Son.
And why not? Why he doesn't know that he is the Son?
No, it's not what he, as far as him knowing or not knowing. If you look in the book, the Bible specifically, if we're going to say Christianity, well, the book we have to look at, which is the Bible.
Right.
And in the Bible, when you're talking about sons or the Son, you say the Son. Well, where in the Bible is it only Jesus? Because there are scriptures all
over
the Bible.
No one said only Jesus.
Right.
But
so Jesus is a son for sure.
I'm asking, does he teach that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Not the only son.
I didn't ask about the only. Does he teach that he is the son?
Not the only son.
That's not what I asked.
That is what you asked.
No. Does he teach that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Not the only one. That's the answer.
How's that the answer? What the?
Yeah, that's the answer.
I didn't ask about the only
I love your interview style, Jesse, but that's the answer. I love your interview style, but that's the answer.
But no, I'm asking just a simple question.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about one person.
Mm-hmm.
Does he teach that that person is the Son of God?
Not the only Son.
Amazing. does he teach that Christ was sent by God?
In senses, yes.
And what
Definitely.
Else?
In some senses, yes.
Meaning Absolutely. What?
Meaning just as every prophet is sent. For example, in the Holy Quran and the Bible, but specifically in the Holy Quran, it says every nation receives a messenger, right? Specifically for one thing. But Christ, of course, was sent as the example, the living embodiment of an example of righteous conduct, behavior, etc. He was the only one. But that's why I said in senses, yes. In senses, yes. But there were other people, prophets, sent as well, all throughout the Bible.
Does your religion love white people?
Righteous people, sure.
How about white people?
Righteous people of all colors,
no,
which includes white.
How about white people?
Righteous
Do
people.
They love white people?
Righteous people.
I'm asking about white people.
Yeah, well, all people of all colors. Righteous.
No. Do your religion love white people?
Nah, just righteous people, which includes white people.
Do you love white people?
Righteous people. If they're white, if they're doing good things, practicing according to their religious belief, that's positive, sure.
I know that I'm black and slow, and I still speak Southern English, right?
Nah, but I'm not black and slow.
Right.
I'm
that's
black,
for
though.
Sure. And so my last question, does your religion teach to love white people?
In their righteousness, sure.
In their people. Righteousness?
In their righteousness. Anybody who practices righteous behavior? Sure.
So you did you grow up with both parents?
For the most part, my mother, for the most part. But my father was in my life in and out until my godfather stepped in around the age of 9.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And who were you closer to, your father or your mother?
Mother.
Mother. And what was it like not being close to your father?
Didn't like it at a certain point. But at the same time, I grew up with four brothers. So I've always had masculine.
You had four brothers?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I've always had masculine energy, direction, principles, discipline. Always had that. Definitely.
That came from your brother and your mother?
Yeah, absolutely. Brothers,
and
mothers,
so,
uncles.
So your father made four boys first?
No, it's 10 of us all together.
Just Whoa. Even.
Yeah, I'm the youngest.
Really?
I'm the youngest. But the tallest. But I'm the youngest.
Nice. I remember when black people used to make a lot of babies.
Some still do.
I have six sisters and five brothers.
Really?
Because they made babies then.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And which one are you as far as the...
The oldest.
You're the oldest. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a big family.
I'm older than dirt.
Jesse, this is real life, y'all.
Like I told you, God made me and then he made dirt.
Oh, okay.
He was like, what the...
So you were made before earth.
You need dirt to walk on, man. And so did you forgive your father for not being there?
Absolutely.
Did you tell him that?
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say when you went and forgave him?
Oh, he absolutely, he was humbled by that. He was humbled by it because he didn't feel like he deserved it. But then again, he was there as often as he could be.
Yeah.
It wasn't too often, but he was there
nice.
In and out. You know, but no, we've definitely reconciled. We have conversations. I just spoke with him yesterday.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. He's a great
nice.
Man.
And did you forgive your mother for the things she did wrong to you?
If anything was done, absolutely. Simple.
And you told her?
Absolutely.
You told your mother you forgive her?
Mm-hmm.
And how did she react to that?
Oh, she loved it. And she said the same thing. She said, I apologize if there's anything.
Nice.
And she said, I forgive you for anything that I've done. Matter of fact, we've had plenty of conversations like that. Plenty. And my mother actually transitioned 2 years ago.
Oh, because your mother's a Muslim, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so because most mothers will not admit that they were wrong.
Oh, I don't know most mothers.
Especially black mothers. They're like, this is your father.
Oh, really?
Don't blame me. I did the best I can do.
Some do that
they
for sure.
They always blame everybody else.
Some do that for sure, but I know
a
lot that don't
that
do that.
The hardest thing in the world for a woman to do is to admit that she's wrong.
Men and women for sure.
Have you noticed that about women?
Definitely. And men too, but I've noticed that about women for sure. Accountability is a very big word that a lot of people don't want to face.
Sure is. Why yeah. is that?
It's painful to find out that you were wrong about something.
Yeah.
It's ego for a lot of people.
Oh, ego.
Ego is big, you know,
Absolutely.
Which that's a big thing, man. I don't want to know that I was wrong, and I definitely don't want you to know, and I don't want you to say it to nobody because I don't want to get embarrassed.
That's ego.
Ego is big, man.
And
we all
right.
have to humble ourselves. I've been wrong plenty of times.
Yeah.
I need to be able to be humble and look
Are
at
you
it.
Overcoming your ego?
All day long.
And how do you know you're overcoming? For others who would mm-hmm. like to overcome, how
yeah.
do you know you're overcoming your ego?
You have to look at yourself every day and test your maturity when people come at you with things that you are doing or not doing and how you respond to it. See, how we respond, as Minister Farrakhan said, demonstrates our level of maturity. How you respond.
If somebody Reason, says, look, give me an example of how you respond.
If you say, well, Reza, you know, I don't like that you did this to me yesterday. Or you lied on me. Now, if I respond like, man, I ain't lied on you. Shut up, man. You crazy, Jesse. My ego is big. My maturity is low. But if I said, yeah. I did that. Oh, I'm sorry about that, man. I didn't even mean to do that. You know what? I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Ego is low. Maturity is high.
Amazing.
So it's how we respond to things.
And do you ever get angry?
Yeah, definitely. Living in a world like this, Jesse? Yes. All the time.
You get angry.
Yeah. But again, it's how we respond, how you carry that anger out. You know, it's not illogical anger. My anger is, I wish my people were not in such a negative condition. I wish humanity wasn't in such a horrible condition. I wish this government would stop doing evil, wicked things. I wish Satan would stop being Satan, but Satan gonna be Satan. You see, I have very valid reasons why I get angry, but I focus on doing things to change those things rather than just complaining about it.
So is anger of evil or of good?
Anger is simply a response, but again, it's what you do through it. Because you can become angry or upset about something, but what you do with it will determine whether or not you do something evil or good. See, that's where the self-control comes in. You have to exercise that. You know, we can become angry or irritated by things, whatever it is. We don't have enough money. Somebody cheated on us. We got lied on. Okay, that can make you upset. But what are you going to do with that upset, irritation, anger, et cetera? What are you going to do? Are you going to do something negative? You going to hurt somebody? Or are you going to look at yourself, back up, and say, okay, how can I solve this problem? That's how you can determine what's good or evil about it, is how you utilize it and activate on it.
So is anger of evil or of good, of God or Satan?
Oh, yes, of God.
You think anger is of God?
No, I don't think. I know. God has become angry multiple times. What happened with Sodom and Gomorrah? What happened with Ad and Thamud and different parts of the planet where God became angry and destroyed whole nations of people?
And so
you know that, right? That's the book, Jesse.
You're basing that on...
That's the Bible. That's the Quran. That's history.
Are you basing God's anger on human nature's anger? Human beings' anger?
No, I'm basing it off of the book because of what he said. He was displeased with what humanity had done, violating his rules, violating his laws, violating the principles. Like you said, the fallen state is because of things that people did to violate God's rules, authority, laws, principles, etc. So he became displeased with him, therefore angry. Therefore, he carried out his judgment based upon all that. Same thing that happens today.
So you believe that anger is good?
No, I believe anger has a purpose. But how you activate on that anger determines whether or not it's good or bad.
But God said that anyone that has anger is a murderer and that you should never trust an angry person.
What scripture is that?
And it's in the Bible. I don't know.
You don't know where?
You saw that in those scriptures. Where's scripture? But
you don't know what scripture, y'all.
Look it up.
I'll look it up for sure. Y'all look it up too, please.
Yeah.
Right now.
God said that anyone that has anger is a murderer. And that you should never trust an angry person. Have you noticed that you can never trust an angry person? At some point, they're going to turn on you.
Well, you know, yeah, when you're
Have
angry,
you
don't make logical decisions when people are angry.
Right.
When they're angry, yeah. So that's,
and so
that's
if
a very
anger
wise thing.
Is good and of God, why would God say, never trust an angry person, and anyone that has anger is a murderer?
Man, that's an interesting scripture. So make sure y'all look up that scripture because yeah. I need to know. I need to become educated on that. Just please look up that scripture. And then also want to look at all the scriptures where God became angry and executed his judgment based off his anger. Okay. And he did murder. God has murdered multiple times, right? He's also flooded multiple
times. So you're not familiar with that?
I'm very familiar with God's anger
about
and what he's done
that.
As a result.
He said that you can't never trust an angry person.
I think you're misinterpreting scripture, Jesse.
An angry person is a murderer.
So God's a murderer.
So are you saying, what I'm asking, you're not familiar with that scripture?
Well, you're not either. You didn't tell me which one of us. Where's that? You're not familiar.
You can know the truth without remembering. As a matter of fact, you're better off not remembering the scriptures in your intellect, but from the heart.
You're a pastor, right, Jesse?
Yes.
What kind of pastor? Because you go by the Bible, not in it?
I'm sorry?
You go by the Bible, not in it. That kind of pastor? Because you just said basically you lead off inspiration. You don't read the book. You just go off of inspiration. You don't need to know the scripture. That's what you just said.
You should learn the scripture.
You shouldn't?
No.
Well, say it again. Just say it again.
Because when you learn the scripture, it's just become of the intellect. And the intellect and God has nothing to do with one another.
So God is an intellectual?
Nothing in common.
No,
but
God is
very
mathematic.
I want to go back to...
Go ahead, Jesse.
God
back,
said
Jesse.
That anyone that has anger is a murderer. And that an angry person... do not trust an angry person. What do you say to that?
I say that anger is an emotion, and what you do with it will determine whether or not you're good or bad or evil or good. It just depends on what you do, how you activate through the anger. I've been angry many different times, which I'm sure everyone in this room has, but I haven't murdered anyone. I've never killed anyone. So, you know, I hear you, but I need to read that scripture just because until I read that scripture, it's just coming from Jesse Lee Peterson.
If you have anger, you have murdered them in your heart.
No, if you have anger, you have a human emotion.
Because you hate them.
No.
Anyone that has anger has hatred.
Anyone has anger has hatred?
Of the heart.
Where's that in the Bible?
Salvation is of the heart, right? Mm-hmm. And if you have not overcome anger, your heart is wicked. Mm-hmm. And a wicked person is a desperate person. And you can never trust him.
Oh, so you're talking about a person who literally is angry all the time.
No, I'm talking about a person who is angry, period.
Angry even for 2 seconds?
Who has the spirit of anger in them.
Oh.
You have to overcome the spirit of anger.
You do too, Jesse.
Because it's not of God. When I say you, I don't know how your anger works, but you have to overcome the spirit of anger. Do you have perfect peace?
No.
You don't have perfect peace?
I haven't met anyone who has that either. No.
Why don't you have perfect peace?
Because the world has so many negative things in it that create an imbalance in how we feel and how we are as a human family. I know for me, the reason why I don't have perfect peace is because there are so many issues happening in the world right now that need to be fixed. And I'm in the mission of helping the people when it comes to these different conditions, just like you, when it comes to making the man, shaping the man, you know, bringing back principles to young boys, helping them to understand what masculinity is and responsibilities and all that, right? That's a work that you do. That's a work that I do as
well. But you can't fix another person.
No, you can give them principles, you can guide them, but it's their decision.
You can't fix them. You can't even fix yourself. How can you fix someone else?
Well, we can all work on things, just like I go to the gym, right? Right. I can't just say, hey, I'm fat. No, I go to the gym. You got to do some work.
Right.
You got to do some work, Jesse.
Well, that's physical, and you're working on you.
Mm-hmm.
But the real person, you're incapable. No one can fix another person.
Yeah, no, it's their decision.
You can't even fix
yourself. Up to them to fix themselves, but you can give them proper information, guidance, be a good example for them. If they take that on and they decide to change themselves, beautiful. If they don't, that's up to them.
Amazing. And so what is it like living a life without perfect peace? What's it like for you?
It's a lot of work. It's adventurous. I say it that way. It doesn't get boring. You know, it's always something because you know that there are problems happening in the world and you want to change it. You want to help it if that's the kind of person you are. Now, some people, they don't care. But with me personally, I like to help and solve the problems. I don't like to just complain about them.
But if you're not showing them how to overcome anger and have perfect peace, you're not fixing the problem.
Who's not showing them how to overcome anger?
You're not, because you don't have perfect peace.
Oh, no. No one does.
And why don't you have perfect peace?
Well, because the world is in the condition that it's in.
But what does the world have to do with you? You are your own world. What does the world have to do with you not having perfect peace?
Oh, everything. Because we have to handle things in the world. Now, here's the difference. Now, if I were a selfish person who didn't care about anybody else or anything and just was all about me, that'd be different. But I'm not that kind of person. I actually love our people, number one. Black people, and then number two, humanity after that. So I'm more concerned, not just about myself, but about others as well. That's just how I choose to live my life. But now with you, I don't know if that's how it is for you, but me, that's how it is for me.
Amazing.
Say it again,
amazing.
Jesse.
Amazing. Let me ask. You're married. I know you're married. I met your wife.
Sir.
Does she obey you?
Oh, she obeys God's principles, and if I act upon those principles, she obeys God through me.
And does she obey you?
Absolutely, if I act according to God's principles.
And so does she obey you?
Absolutely, if I obey God's
principles.
Are
you the head of your wife?
Absolutely.
You are the head.
Yes, sir.
And does she obey you?
Through God's principles that I act through. Now, if I don't, if I say something crazy like, baby, go jump outside and do some backflips in the middle of the street. Okay, she ain't going to follow that because that's not according to God's principles. I wouldn't say that ever. But I'm just letting you know, as long as I'm doing righteous work, if I'm doing what I need to do as a man under God's authority, then she follows that through me.
And how do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
That's a rarity.
But when it does come out, mm-hmm. How do you deal with the hell in her?
In a very calm, intelligent manner, which whenever it does come up, because that's the other beauty of it too. I don't have an illogical woman. I don't have a woman who's just emotional haphazardly, doesn't have any self-control. She's a very intelligent human being with self-control, with intelligence, with emotional intelligence, which is very key. What you're asking about is dealing with emotional intelligence. Does she know how to control herself? Does she know how to address her own anger, her own trauma, back up and handle that? She does. So it's actually a little easier. Now, I know a lot of relationships, Everybody don't have it like that. They don't. They just don't. A lot of women don't have control. A lot of men don't. But I would say in my relationship, we're pretty solid over here.
And so for the guys who don't know, how do you deal with the hell in her when it does come out?
First thing is you have to, one, take a step back, so don't react. That's the first thing. You don't want to do is react.
And you go, what the?
I have done that before. And she laughed. Because she's like, oh, you right? And I was like, yeah, yeah, what's going on? You know, because we handle things easier. But for a lot of the brothers out here who deal with that, first thing I'll say is make sure you have self-control first. All right, because we don't want to just jump out here and react to everything. That's when you see people all on the news, domestic violence, murders, killers, you know, that kind of stuff, which is a real thing. You want to make sure your self-control is up there. Number two, you want to make sure she has some self-control and encourage her to exercise that. The biggest thing we as men can do is be the examples. So I have to put that in on myself so that she can see, well, dang, he does practice self-control. Like, I got to actually pay attention to that. Maybe I need to do the same thing. The other thing is, if that doesn't work, you need to get around the right people who also encourage self-control. That's why it's good to have married couples around you. Stop hanging around a bunch of single folk if you're married. You want other married couples who have been married for at least 10 to 15 years, who have righteous principles, they've been through the ups and downs, they can give you better examples of how to navigate things. Because a lot of people, they're very premature in relationships. They just get into it and they think they know what they're doing, and they've never been given counseling. They've never been given real guidance. They don't have any real principles under God to live by. They just do things because, oh, it's physical. I like you. You like me. We look good together. Let's make some money. Let's get married. So you have to be very honest, I would say. So she has to be honest with herself. You have to be honest with yourself. Adopt righteous principles, whatever religion you want to call it. Adopt righteous principles and be fair with each other and also be patient with your growth.
Amazing. I want to ask this. I forgot to ask this beforehand. Mm-hmm. I just want to ask, just to get some feedback. I interview and talk to other Muslims who are not a part of the Farrakhan group, right?
Nation of Islam, yeah.
And they don't like the Farrakhan group. They said those are fake. Those are not the real, true Muslim.
Oh, really?
Those Muslims who come from Allahu Akbar people and
God is the greatest. So that's what that means.
How come those Muslims don't like young Muslims?
Well, one, that's a very small minority. It's first thing. Number two, because we believe in the last day. We believe in Allah, God. We believe in his prophets. We believe in the books that he brought, which includes the Bible, Holy Quran, etc. So we have the overall belief system. We believe in the tenets of Islam.
So you have that.
We believe in principles of prayer, zakat, charity. We believe in Hajj, going to Mecca. Exactly. So the difference at times.
Farrakhan group, it's a fake group, and the real Muslim are the Allahu Akbar people.
Yeah, well, you have just certain individuals who say whatever they want to say, but as far as a dominant belief between both, no, the minister has been to Mecca multiple times, Mohsen Elijah Muhammad. We believe in those same principles. Now, the difference at times normally is a cultural one, which is the difference between, let's say, black people in America and Arabs. You see what I'm saying? So not the religion per se, but the culture. For example, with me, I don't have a beard, as you can see, right? Now, in Arab culture, there's a beard. Now, in certain parts of Islam, they'll say that the beard, you know, determines your righteousness. The beard is mandatory for certain things. But
so
as
that's, long story short, that's why they, some of the reasons they disagree with each other.
Yeah, normally it's the cultural difference. It's very small, but overall when it comes to the actual belief itself in Allah, God, his prophets, his books, prayer and fasting and charity and Hajj to Mecca and all that, we believe the same thing.
What a mess.
We do. Absolutely, it's a mess. It's the same thing with Christianity. There's over 200 variations of Christianity, Jesse.
Yeah,
and people are always arguing. And it's like, well, don't you believe in Christ and the last day? And okay, then how about we focus on what we agree on rather than focus on what we disagree on? That's why religion is looked at as a joke to a lot of people. Because people who are religious folk sometimes can be the worst example of human beings on the planet. Some of the most hypocritical, some of the most crazy. They do the most insane things. And they say, Jesus told me to do it, or Allah told me to do it, or this person told me to do it. And they do a lot of evil, wicked things, and they are not the proper representation of the belief. So I think we should be a better example by uniting with each other rather than disagreeing all the time.
Let me ask, were women created to lead or to follow?
Women have the capacity to lead, for sure. But when it comes to their creation, the natural order is God, or in the Bible say Christ, God, head of man, head of woman, head of children. That's the natural order, and there's a reason. The nurturing spirit of the woman is to lead the child. she has a very particular role that is so important that is separate from the man, but we complement each other. The man, we have the spirit of protection. We have to maintain, we have to sustain.
Do you agree that women were not created to be leaders, but followers?
Followers of righteous principles and righteous people. Okay. Absolutely, for sure.
Do you agree with me that the God above is the man's God and the God below is the woman's God?
Who's the God below?
Satan.
Oh, he's saying Satan is God of women?
Yes.
This is real life, y'all. This is Jesse Lee Peterson. Jesse Lee Peter's son.
Hey, y'all.
This is to our fake audience. Jesse, no, I don't believe that.
Why not?
Well, because without the woman, there would be no us. We wouldn't be here without the woman.
That's not true.
That's absolutely true.
That's
you
not
came
true
from the womb of a woman. Jesse, you better stop playing these games.
That's
Jesse, I heard you do this too many times now.
That's not true.
You have a mother. So do I.
Let's go back. To the
you gotta stop playing, Jesse.
So do
you gotta stop playing.
Come I'm not on, playing.
I love it, man, because you're like, I'm serious, and I believe you are. I believe you. They told me that you were serious and you were doing this, and it wasn't an act. I didn't believe them. Now I believe it.
Thank you.
I definitely do. He said, "Satan is the god of women." You know what? I'm sure some men will agree with you,
but you don't.
No.
And tell me why you don't agree with that.
I don't generalize a person's entire character based off of certain actions or behaviors.
No, not their personality. I'm asking you, why don't you know and believe? You shouldn't know this, but why don't you believe that the God above is the man's God and the God below is the woman's God?
Oh, no. The God is the God
until
that you choose
repent.
To serve.
Until
she repent. Oh,
but
okay,
I want to leave that part out. Forget about
you
that
don't
part.
Leave that part. You don't want a good point to hit you, Jesse?
No, we're going to get to that point.
Going to get to you, sure?
Yeah.
I'll make sure we get back to it.
Why don't you believe that Satan is the woman's God?
Oh, it's not just a belief. It's a fact that Satan is not the woman's God.
And how is
Satan
that a
is
fact?
The God of those who choose to follow him, man and or woman. Satan is the God of those who choose to follow. Remember, now when Lucifer fell from heaven, he took a third of the angels with him because they chose to follow him.
I know
so
all
it's
that,
a decision.
But why don't you believe that Satan is the woman's God?
No, because it's not true.
It is true.
Nope. Satan is the God of those who choose to follow him. You know that, Jesse.
Where'd you get that from?
That's in the book.
Where?
I just talked to about Lucifer in heaven and those who followed him, the third of the angels. You a pastor, Jesse. Come on now. You better stop playing.
Let me just ask. Did Eve listen to the serpent? And once she listened to the serpent, Satan, she can no longer obey her husband?
She listened to the serpent, for sure. And as far as the relationship with her and her husband, they both got punished.
No, that's not what I asked.
I know what you asked, but I'm just saying specifically. So at that point, she didn't listen to her husband at that point, regardless.
When Eve listened to,
according to the
serpent, she was out one day getting some collard greens and okras.
Oh, so you're saying Eve was black?
And she would get some
candy.
Hey,
now, Jesse, you're on to something.
And so when she listened to the serpent, is it true that she could no longer listen to her husband?
Hey, if that's what you say, Jesse, man, because I don't know which Bible you're reading.
Is that true or not?
Is it true?
I'm
asking you.
No, what do you say?
Because you're rewriting the Bible right now, so I don't know which interpretation or which version you're reading. But, of course, she did listen to the serpent, as you said,
and
Satan.
When she listened to the serpent devil, is it true that she could no longer listen to her husband?
Sure.
And so once she listened to the serpent, he became her God. Because she no longer obeyed her husband,
anything
right?
Anything you give your authority or power to becomes your God. Like
so,
we said, it's
so,
because
so
she chose to follow Satan at that time.
So Satan became her God.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Just like anybody who chooses to follow.
Now, am I right about the woman? Satan became her God once she listened to him, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And then once Adam listened to the woman, did the woman become his God?
You could say that. Sure, Jesse.
Is that true?
You could say that.
And so
now, I say again, that's not the book, though,
now,
but I get you.
Now do you see that because of that order that went into disorder, that Satan is the woman's God?
Are you a Catholic? Because that's according to the Catholic Bible.
No, that's not even in the Catholic book.
No,
I've never heard any Catholic say that.
What? That's the whole belief system. That's why Catholic priests are over here having sex with little boys, Jesse, because they believe the woman is evil and she's the downfall of humanity. You serious?
Let's go back to this story. So
Jesse
true?
Dancing.
Is that so? You agree with me that that's true, right?
It's true to you, Jesse.
No. You disagree that once she listened to the serpent, Satan became her God, and then once the man listened to the woman.
Mm-hmm. You said
the woman became the man's God. You say, yes, that's true, right?
Well, whatever you say, Jesse.
No, I'm asking you, what do you say?
Hey, and it's not about what I believe right there. That's on you. And that's up with you and the man upstairs.
What do you think about that when it happened? What do you think happened when that happened?
Well, there's a difference when it comes to the whole story of Adam and Eve, because you have to look at something called the pre-Adamites. There's a difference there when it comes to those who came before Adam and Eve. And the dictionary used to be called the pre-Adamites.
I know, I know. Your
listeners got
to
be educated, though,
Jesse. To get understanding about that. Mm-hmm. You agree with that. Mm-hmm. And so then you see why I say that, why it is reality that...
that the woman is the downfall, you're saying.
That the woman is, Satan is the woman God, and God, the God mm-hmm. above is the man God. And that's why there is jealousy between the woman mm-hmm. and man, because her God is jealous of the man, because God is his God.
Oh, so what about women who love men?
And they don't... And the woman can't help herself. It's not her. It's that spirit that's in her. They don't know and understand what's driving them to feel that way to what man.
Oh, you're saying they have no idea, you're saying. They don't know where it's coming from.
Right.
Saying.
Most of them don't even know that that's what's happening.
Do you have a woman, Jesse?
And then the man doesn't understand the woman is his God until they both start to seek for themselves to understand the fall. And they can overcome it.
Turn from their wicked ways, see God's face, repent.
So do you agree with that?
Definitely. I agree with the last part I just said.
Do you agree with that, what I just said?
I agree in general when it comes to, us turning from our wicked ways, seeking God's face.
I'm talking about the way the fall happened. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think that's accurate.
Even though you see it right now for yourself, you still don't believe it?
No, you just made a pregnant oversimplification and generalization about women based upon your misinterpretation of Adam and Eve's story. Now, you can do that,
even though
but
you
that's
see
on you,
it,
just.
Even though you see it, you still don't. Right now, you see it for yourself.
No, what we're seeing is a collection.
Hard to accept it?
What we're seeing right now is a collection in a gumbo pot full of reasons as to why people are doing what they're doing. But if you're saying the fallen
state. Is it hard to accept it now that you see it?
Oh, no. The truth we can accept. But what you just said ain't the truth.
But you just saw that. You can see that it is true.
No.
And that's why we must return to... Do you agree that men and women must return to the Father?
Absolutely.
To the Father.
All damn
and
with
so
that.
If that fall didn't happen, why do they need to return to the Father?
Oh, that wasn't the only fall, though, Jesse.
I'm talking about that fall. If that fall did not happen, why do they need to return to the Father?
Because we perpetuate the negative conditions. We perpetuate disobedience. We perpetuate falling away from God. We perpetuate not obeying his laws. It's a perpetual thing.
Amazing. I want to ask.
White folks do it too, Jesse.
I'm sorry?
White folks do it too.
And do you love white people?
No, not like that. I love righteous people of all colors.
But
which
you
includes
don't love
some
white people?
Not in general. No. Amazing. I don't think actually
you
white
don't
people don't love white
people
in general. No. I love all righteous people.
Does God love all people?
Nah.
He doesn't?
Not according to the book.
So then why did he send his son, Jesus Christ, for all?
Well, you know what? I would like to know. You're the pastor. Tell us why.
Because he loves us.
That's why?
Yeah.
Okay. So he sent Jesus because he loves us.
You don't agree to that?
No, I'm being educated as a pastor. So he sent Jesus down to be sacrificed on the cross, to die for our sins, right? According to what the book says.
Right.
And Jesus rose on the third day, right? This is the story.
Right.
And the death, burial, and resurrection, and he rose, and he's God, and, you know, we should believe in God, and that's why, because of that, right?
Because he loved us, he sent his son for us. But it sounds like you don't believe that.
No, I believe
the
book.
Does your religion teach
that?
No,
I believe the book, for sure. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I just want to make sure I understood what you were saying.
Do you guys believe...
This is funny, y'all. This is a movie.
Do you guys believe in the Sharia law?
No, Sharia law is more of a cultural thing.
So you don't believe in that?
No, Sharia law is a culture thing. That's not what people have promoted it to be, actually. Sharia law is not what people have promoted it to be. It's kind of like saying, you know, do you believe what this version of Muslims believe or this version of Christians believe, but what they believe is not in the book? You see what I'm saying? It's more of a cultural thing. It's like out here in America, we don't have Sharia law out here. Black folks don't follow that. It's more of a cultural thing. Yeah.
So you don't, your religion doesn't, Farrakhan doesn't support Sharia law?
No, not in the sense of how things operate here. Now, again, when you go to Arab countries, That's their culture. Yeah, they may have a different culture, which they do. They have different practices. They have different rules, different laws. In America, different culture, different rules, different laws. So it depends on what nation you go to. And, of course, that's what they do over there, which means certain things that you violate, just know you can do certain things here that you cannot do over there, or you can do certain things over there that you can't do over here. So you have to just be respectful of whatever the law is.
I know some Muslim religions, and I've interviewed people who said yesterday, they teach that you can have more than one wife.
Oh, in Islam. In general, yes.
Does your religion teach that?
No, not in the nation of Islam. We're not encouraged to do that.
You're going to have one wife.
Yeah. We're not encouraged to do that, but I will say, just to make the distinction and the understanding, in Islam, in the Holy Quran, it does say you may take wives on by the ones, twos, threes, and fours if you can deal wisely among them. I'm paraphrasing. If you can deal fairly and wisely among them, meaning they each have their own everything, car, house, land, property, etc. But if you cannot do that, one is good if you but knew. So the Holy Quran is very specific. It even encourages one wife. If you cannot give every one of these women their own everything,
but
then don't play that game.
If you, it's your religion teaches, if I'm hearing you right, your religion teaches that if you can't afford to give everybody, take care of them, don't have but one.
Absolutely.
But if you can afford it, you can have more than two.
If you can afford it, if they agree, if that's, and mind you, that was put into place because of wars that were happening. Men who were going to war, dying in war, coming back, and there's tons of widows now who will have no man to take care of their children because their husband went and died in war. That's a very specific thing. It's not just in Islam. That's an African cultural thing as well. Uh-huh. So all over Africa do the same thing. Some parts of Europe, they believe the same thing. And even here in America, there is a huge movement of the poly life when it comes to polygamy. That's a lot of white folks practice, black folks practice that. So, but in Islam, it gives very specific parameters. If you cannot deal fairly among them, don't play that game, don't play with them, get one wife.
But and that's what we are talking about. Okay.
Sure, but that's within reason.
Being the type of guy you are, entrepreneur, businessman, serious guy.
I want
guy,
one woman. One woman is like... four women, Jesse. I think you would agree on that.
Yeah, you're right. So let me ask, who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
I am Brother Reza Islam. Plain and simple.
But who are you?
You want to get a little deep with you? Yes, I'm going to get a little deep with you. I'm a child of the Most High God.
Ooh. I know, but you told me who you belong to. Who are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Reza Islam.
That's your name.
That's my designation.
Your name is Reza.
That's the label, the identification.
You're a child of the Most High.
Yeah.
But who are you?
Well, what is it that you're getting to specifically? What answer are you already having set up that you want me to hint to?
I have none set up.
You don't?
No, I just.
Well, let's see what your response is.
I want to know who are you.
Well, who are you? Because I gave you what I specifically am
but
saying.
But you told me your name.
Yep.
And I told
you, child of God.
And you told me who you belong to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't ask your name, right? And
you
I didn't ask who you belong to.
Yeah, who is a designation of the person that you're referring to, which is this person.
Right. Who are you?
I am is Reza Islam.
That's your name, man.
Yeah, my name is the label designating this person. You talking like you. You, Jesse Lee Peterson. When you pay your taxes, Jesse, when they refer to you, they're not referring to this around. No, they're Jesse Lee Peterson.
But you're not able to tell me who you are.
I did tell you who I am.
Do you create your own thoughts?
Oh, no. Thoughts come from God, for sure.
Do all of them come from God?
No, some come from Satan. Depends on who you listen to.
Which one come from Satan? How do you know?
Those that encourage you to do negative, evil, wicked things.
Which one come from Satan?
Those that encourage you to do evil, wicked, negative things come from Satan.
Amazing.
Those that encourage you to do proper things, righteous things, principle, founded things, those come from God.
Let me ask.
This is funny, y'all. Just dance around with just like this. It's hilarious. You're going to keep all this in, right? Please do. Go ahead.
If you, let's say your parents never gave you a name when you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you were born that day. They never gave you a name at all.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever gave you a name. Who would you be?
Oh, man, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. Maybe. If you're talking about I'm a child, I'm born, I don't have a name, I don't know.
And so, isn't that, like, interesting?
It's very interesting. Did you just make that question up to try to fill in space?
Isn't that interesting that...
This is interesting, Jesse.
If they never gave you a name, you would not know who you would be?
Sure.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. I'll say you'll end up adopting the characteristic of the first thing that connects with your spirit at that point, basically. So that's why people in certain tribes, they don't get names, they get characteristics. So one is called the powerful, one is called the wise, one is called the strong.
But that's still a name, though.
No, it's a characteristic. But so it's not, I'm not saying James the powerful, I'm saying the powerful.
But
right?
A characteristic is still a name. They
yeah,
named
it can be
it something, right?
Sure. But it's specifically more of a characteristic.
The point I want to make with that, mm-hmm. that if they never gave you a name, mm-hmm. who would you be? You would be amazing.
You cannot be serious.
And you know why you would be amazing?
Why is that, Jesse?
All of us would be amazing. You know why?
Why?
Well, because we would not have identified with mm-hmm. anything but God.
Mm. Because I can agree to that. Yeah.
Because the moment they gave you a name, mm-hmm. you identify with the name.
Mm.
And the moment you identify with the name, mm-hmm. you forgot who you were.
Well, the meaning of your name
and
is very important.
And prior to that, you mm-hmm. knew that you were a little kid. You knew you were the son of God, right?
Well, my name, you know what my name means, right?
But the moment that you identify with the name, mm-hmm. you start identifying with that, then you start protecting that, and that became important. And one thing led to another.
Well, my name Reza literally means a gift from God for your travels through life. So it's a good name, right?
Amazing.
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 So,
my man Jesse, your name's in the Bible too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I want to ask this because we ran out of time here, I'm told.
We ran out of time already, yeah.
Do you support interracial marriage?
I don't prefer it, but we don't have any control over love, true love now. Now, I'm not talking about a mixed interpretation based off of trauma or just lust or anything like that. I mean true love that is from God for real. Hey, hands off of that. That's true love. But when it comes to what I prefer to see a black woman with a black man because our people deserve it. And I prefer to see Chinese with Chinese, white with white, Mexican with Mexican, etc. That's what I prefer because people deserve to be with their own first. But of course, if love enters into the picture that is so deep for someone else, then okay, that's of God, that's fine. That's how that is. But I would prefer to see our people, man. We have been so destroyed, Jesse, as you have so eloquently taught about so much. That we deserve to love ourselves first. Because if you don't love yourself first, how can you accurately and adequately love somebody else?
Well, I agree that I'm not against interracial marriage. If they want to do it, fine. Mm-hmm. But I think each race should marry their own.
Yeah.
And the reason I think that is because when you marry your own, black man marry a black woman, white man marry a white woman, mm-hmm. and so on and so on.
Right.
It keeps the wholeness of it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't create unnecessary problems.
Sure. Yeah, it's a cultural thing. It's deeper. It's spiritual right. and cultural. It's more natural. But again,
so I agree with you on that one.
Absolutely. Oh, we have some agreement.
What the?
Jesse Lee Peterson.
What a mess. So let me ask.
Yes,
I noticed that you're really into the black thing. You say our people.
Oh, I'm all into it.
And who, when you say your people, who yes. are you referring to?
The black man and woman of America, specifically, and melanated people across the planet. Those are people who have the dark pigmentation. That's from Africa. That's from the Caribbean. That's the indigenous people of Europe, the indigenous people of Canada.
And so are you every black person?
Definitely.
You're every black person?
I'm connected to them spiritually, and we're supposed to be connected as a people, as an overall community, although we don't all think the same. We don't all identify the same. But I have a deep connection to our people for sure. And then after that, I have a deep connection to humanity as a whole.
When I was growing up, black people were individuals. They thought mm-hmm. for themselves. Mm-hmm. They did for themselves. They didn't need the leaders, the preachers, or anyone to tell them what they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were individual thinkers. They had families. They did for themselves.
Got married, had businesses.
Why do black people need leaders now?
Everyone
where they didn't need it before, mm-hmm. what's wrong? Oh, what's wrong with the blacks?
You asking me? Or
yeah,
you?
What's wrong with the blacks?
Oh, man, I'll say what's wrong with black people is we rely on other people too much to do what we need to do for ourselves.
Right.
At times we can complain too much. At times we fail to build our own things like we used to. Like prior to Reconstruction and all that, we had our own black towns. We had, or pardon me, during and after
but
Reconstruction.
But even then, we weren't thinking of it as a own black town or anything.
No,
it was
we did.
Town.
That's, we were talking about Allensworth. We're talking about Africatown. We're talking about Tulsa, Oklahoma. We had over 60 all black towns. Literally, we did think about it just like that.
No.
Because absolutely, 100%.
I understand some of those towns were black, but black people were not into the black thing. during really? Those days.
What were they into?
It only came about after the Civil Rights Movement.
And well, so, they were called Negroes. They were heard of as Negroes.
What's
at the time.
Wrong with the blacks that they need leaders now?
Well, anybody who deviates and goes away from logical behavior needs to be reminded and put back on the right path.
Do
right?
you need a leader?
Sure, in some senses, for sure.
And why do you...
Until I'm more mature.
Why as a grown man... Mm-hmm. How old are you?
34.
Why as a 34-year-old man that about, you know, married, why do you need a leader now? Why can't you just be your own leader?
Well, because you don't have all the answers.
To lead you?
Yeah, because you don't have all the answers until you get
but
proper
God
guidance.
God has all the answers. Why don't you go to God?
Well, that would make God my leader.
Right.
So we do need leaders.
Why not just have God as your leader?
Stop playing with me now. Jesse playing these games now.
Why do you need a physical leader? Why do you personally need a physical leader?
Well, I don't need just any leader. So let's make that clear. I don't follow anybody.
You don't follow Farrakhan?
Farrakhan. That's right. And you know it. Say it again. What's his name?
What?
What is his name? Say his name. Say
Louis Farrakhan.
That's who I follow.
And so why do you as a grown man need a Louis Farrakhan to lead you?
Because a young lion only knows
you
that he's a lion.
Years old. You 34. Ain't no young liar.
You're right about that.
You're an old tiger.
I didn't be called that, but I'll take it. I'll take it, an old tiger.
Why do you need a leader?
Because people need an example of where it is that they want to go. For example, if I want
to
be...
I go to God for your example.
Absolutely. So, for example, let's say right on this physical plane, if you want to become a millionaire or a billionaire, you want to look at those and study those who are millionaires and billionaires. If you want wisdom, you want to study those who have it. You go to the book first. You go to God first. Then you look at the physical representation of those who went to God as well. And you say, okay, it is possible. I can do that. Why? Because I see the evidence in physical living manifestation. So you do your best to live up to that standard, one that God put there, and then from those who he brought, prophets, leaders, etc.
So that's why you need a leader at 30.
Farrakhan is my only leader, but yeah, 34.
At 34.
34. I know I look 30. I appreciate you.
At 34, that's why you... What does your wife think knowing that you look up to some other man to lead you?
Oh, she loves it.
She loves the
fact that... She loves it, and he's not just some other man. That's the other reason why. He is, first of all, God's man, who we believe is living up to God's standards, righteous principles, and conduct. And because of that, I say that's a good example of leadership. I can't say that about anybody
that's
else.
That's amazing.
For him, absolutely, it is. And, and I actually want to give you this, Jesse, because...
I know, hold it for me just for a minute. Don't get rid of it. Hold on.
Hold on, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I do want you to give it to
me. I will give it to you.
Let me ask, are you voting for... So you need a leader. That's interesting to me.
Well, you're going to say something about Donald Trump. That's your leader.
I'm going to ask you that... I'm stunned that you need a leader, but I understand.
But you will follow Donald Trump.
But let me ask, are you voting for the Great White Hope?
You will.
How about you?
Nah.
No?
Nope.
You're not voting for the Great White Hope?
I'm not voting for any of them.
Do you know who the Great White Hope is?
You call him Donald Trump.
Right on.
But that's your leader?
Why do you... No.
Nah, not your leader.
We are hiring him to... work for us to make the country better in a physical way.
To manage the affairs of this nation, right?
He's our employer.
The leader of America is not the president.
God is my leader.
God's
the
best
leader. And only God.
But the leader of America is not the president.
I want you to know that in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men,
yep.
Black men didn't have leaders over there. No one. As a matter of fact,
it was our father, our uncle. It was.
As a matter of fact, we were told never have a leader over you.
Who told us that?
Once you become an adult, I'm talking about us. I don't know what they told you.
Well, you're not black, though.
I am black.
You are black.
But black
okay.
people were taught not to have leaders.
But who taught us that?
Once you grow a man, you become your own leader. I'm a parent.
Well, no, yes. No, no, wait. So the last part you said, absolutely. Once you become a man and you demonstrate...
18 years old, not 34.
Oh, I'm with you on that. But that's so...
What?
Following, so following somebody is absolutely
but
good, especially in
that.
Righteous principle and conduct, right? Like you follow Trump. You may not... That may not be your leader.
I don't follow Trump.
You don't?
No.
Well, you are one of his biggest cheerleaders.
I know. Yeah, I love the Great White Hope.
Oh, see, now that's different.
He's going to make the country better. If you notice, he's like Jesus, right?
Ooh, that's blasphemous, Jesse.
I have proof.
You have proof.
Before
he's like
you
Jesus.
Blaspheme me. I have proof.
Go ahead, Jesse.
They tried to kill him in two. The last 2 months.
You know, Ms. Farrakhan has had over 8 assassination attempts too.
No, I asked about no Farrakhan.
I know. I'm talking
about
Farrakhan.
They tried to kill him, Donald Trump.
You said they tried to kill him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did they?
I don't... this is news to me. You're telling me this.
Oh, you've not heard about that?
I'm listening to you.
You don't know that 2 assassinated attempts were made upon the president, Donald Trump?
I know that there are investigations taking place to determine whether or not it was an assassination attempt.
Oh, you don't believe it was?
I don't know.
Amazing.
Hey.
So, you're not voting for him?
No.
Do you vote?
Not presidentially, no.
But you,
so I'm not voting for Kamala either. I'm not involved in that.
Oh, so you don't vote?
No, locally is more effective.
Oh, you vote only locally?
Local is more effective.
Okay. So you're not voting for the Great White Hope?
Nor Kamala, nope.
So don't complain?
Oh, no, there's no complaints here.
All right. So I got to put you on the hot seat.
Oh, quit. I thought we were already here. It's kind of warm, but.
I got to heat this up, and I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Sure.
The hot seat.
What is love?
Activities that are pro-survival, that connects human beings to nature, God, and the universe.
Is America the best country on this side of heaven?
It used to be.
Was it a mistake to give women the right to vote?
Giving the woman the right to vote was something that was funded by the Rockefellers to be able to tax half the population.
No, so, the question was it a mistake to mm-hmm. give women the right to vote?
No, I wouldn't say that.
What is a man?
A man has morals, principles. He is a maintainer, sustainer, provider, and one who instills principles of God-based thinking.
Should an athlete like LeBron James stay away from politics?
I say anybody who's uneducated should, including celebrities and athletes.
I agree. Mm-hmm. At least, especially, we don't want to know how they think. Is abortion worse than slavery?
Abortion is terrible, and so was slavery.
Do the Jews own everything?
Not everything, but they own a good chunk.
Is the earth flat or round?
It's, from my understanding, it's neither. It's oblong, roughly the shape of an ostrich egg.
A what?
Ostrich egg.
What?
Come on, Jesse. You don't know about no science. Come on now. They're going to love that one.
Does a chicken have lips?
They have a beak. This is a real question. Go ahead, Jesse. They have a beak.
He has a beak.
Yes.
Is it ever okay to call a woman fat?
Oh, well, if it's true and if you do it in a comedic way.
the bear shit in the woods.
I'm sure they do all the time.
Is sending a child, your child to public school, child abuse?
Yes, especially in the educational sense.
True or false? Every time a man listens to the woman, he suffers.
False.
False?
Yep.
Did you have fun?
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming.
This man, Jesse. Hold on. Let me do this. I know y'all better not cut this out. Jesse, you need this. I need it. We all need it. This is Intellectual Power. This is the number one black-owned herbal brain supplement on the planet. It is vegan. It is 100% organic. As I said, non-GMO, no heavy metals, no radiation. Go to intellectualpower.net. This is something that is helping a lot of people all over the world. And as I said, oh, yeah, it's 90 capsules, a one-month supply.
Capsules.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. You can open it and put the powder in your juice or water either way if you can't take capsules. But I believe it's something that will help you. I take it every day. Gives good energy, helps with sleep, helps with your nervous system, brain function, reproductive function, as well as digestion. So it's very, very, very good.
Thank you, man. And absolutely. This is from your business.
Yes, that's one of my companies. Yep. Intellectualpower.net. Right. Yeah, on. So we're hard working over here, Jesse. We don't complain. We get to the, helping people and create solutions.
Tell the folks how to get in contact, your website or whatever you want to
sure.
put out there.
Sure. RizaIslam.com. I don't think this will be the last interview of me and Jesse. I actually enjoyed it.
Definitely. Thank you for coming.
Absolutely. So RizaIslam.com, everybody, or intellectualpower.net for the supplement. I appreciate all of you again. Thank you again, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
And so you love black people?
More than anything else.
And do you love white people?
Nah. Just righteous white folk.
Amazing.
I think they'd agree too. Like, yeah, I don't like all of them. Yeah. But if they're righteous, they're doing good work, hey, cool.
Thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Let me hear from you. Don't forget that you can support the Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com. Locals.com. And like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and what? Check out our merch. Our merch, amazing merch. And let me hear from you if you have other guests that you'd like to see on the Father's Day, producer at thefathersday.tv. Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
That was amazing.
This is going to go crazy for you. I hope you know that.
Thank you.
A lot of younger folks will watch this and they're going to be very entertained and enlightened.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Amazing.
Jesse Lee Peterson.